Good morning. It's 10:07 a.m. Still morning. I'm running quite late today. Monday morning, February 18th, 2012. 1721, first mile. It's not bad. Not a record. I wasn't trying for a record. I'm just trying to walk today. It's a gorgeous day. It's beautiful. It's cold. Chilly. Wind breeze. Little breeze. Sun is out, shining gorgeous. It's so bright I can't see the screen. I can just barely make out what's going on it. So I'll wait and send a photo when I get home. But it's a gorgeous day. Brilliant Monday. Sky is a particular deep winter blue that I associate with this time of year. It's bluer than summer. Gorgeous. Gorgeous day. So, yeah, the problem with the weekend happened with sleep. Sleep got in the way, believe it or not. Saturday morning I woke up very early and after a very poor night's sleep the night before. And what happened was that I gave up on the day and crawled into the couch, covered up with an afghan, and slept until way too late. And as a result, the day got out of hand even before I was awake. And so I didn't get the wire walk. I spent the day dealing with family stuff on Saturday, and then Sunday I got up again and I thought, oh well, okay, this will be a good day to take a walk. And went down to do a little work on the computer before I went out to walk, because it was still dark. It was like 5 o'clock, 4:30, and I sat down at the computer and found myself nodding over the keyboard while I was trying to remember my password, and thought perhaps getting up wasn't the wisest choice. So I went back to the couch, found my afghan, curled up again, and slept for 4 more hours. So by the time I got up, let's just say I was only up for about 5 minutes before the rest of the household got up, and then the day really got out of hand. It was our 28th wedding anniversary yesterday. 35 years together, 28 years wed. So I spent the day hanging out with the spouse, with the kids, generally being social. And as a result, I did not get out for the walk. I knew right away I wasn't going to get out for the walk when I woke up at 8 o'clock and realized, no, that can happen. So today was one of those days where I slept until 5, which was good because that means I actually got a good night's sleep last night. And had therapy this morning, 8 a.m. So therapy from 8 to 9, grocery store, 9 to 9:30. Got the groceries taken care of and came out for my walk before I took my shoes off. So here I am, walking and talking. I have no idea what I'm going to talk about today. Ivo has a new book. Apparently it's actually available already for people who want to learn how to write good copy. He sent me a copy of it to critique. I haven't got it on my Kindle, on my phone yet, but I'll get that moved over as soon as I can. Nose is running this morning because it is quite chilly, in spite of the fact that it's just a few little puffs of white cloud up there. But particularly in the shadows, it's quite cool, crisp. I just made the turn facing southeastward, and it's sun shining in my face. It's quite lovely. It's So this week I need to finish off this Tarzan story that I've got going for Fred Hornbaugh. Every time I think of Fred now, I think of this song that he did. It was on Starship Sofa. He did Abraham Lincoln as an invader from space. And when I first heard the song, I think I've talked about it before. It's one of these really weird, kind of, sort of clashy garage band sounding songs. And as I was listening to it the first time, I thought, what the hell is this? And then I went back and listened to it again. And the next thing I know, I'm hearing it in my head. And it was in the episode of Starship Sofa that I took with me on the road to Colorado Springs in January. So I was listening to it then as well. It's a strange, strange song. I don't know quite why it has such an earworm quality to it. But it does, at least for me. Perhaps it's because it's so weird. So I have to finish the Tarzan story. I think I told you Friday that I ran into trouble with the recording. The recorder filled up, stopped recording. I do have 55 minutes worth of stuff that I can edit, and I still have to redo about 20 minutes worth at the end. With any luck at all, it'll only take me 10 minutes because I've struggled with it the first time. I should be able to do it faster now. The problem is that names and sentence structures are just so, so difficult to wrap my tongue around. Part of the problem is that it's Edgar Rice Burroughs. It's written in the older style of English. The language is long, long, long sentences. Good morning. The language is long sentences. The use of terminology is dated. It sounds very much like a 30s pulp story, and probably because it is a 30s pulp story. But still a good story, I have to say. Having thought about it over the weekend, and need to get back and finish it up today, if possible. At least get what I've got edited down so I can finish it tomorrow, if nothing else. I may have time to do the recording before people get moving this morning. So if 10:07 when I start recording, so 10:30 when I get home, that'll give me an hour and a half before noon. Yeah, I could probably do that. Assuming everybody is quiet in the house, which is a big assumption. Back in the shade of trees here. Wind is chilly. I'm about to make the turn eastward, so I'll be in full sun again. I won't be able to see anything. I'll be warmer. Earbud keeps pulling out of my ear. I guess it's warm enough, I don't need my gloves. Ah, there we go. Full sun all the way from here. Start the long trek to the east. So, last week I actually had more progress, more actual work to show for the week than I have for a long time. And I really do have this sense that I've perhaps turned some corner. being able to put my sister aside for the time being. She's gone. There's nothing else I can do. Go home and help them bury her in the spring. And that's about all. Monkpo. So with that, I'm left with, okay, well, it's time to pick up the pieces of my own life, I think. It's time to start focusing on what I need to do, which I'm sure is what y'all want me to do, which is get more product out, get more books out, get more books written. I'm really anxious to get Cypheria's call out there in audio to generate a little more interest in the story. My brother is pestering me for the audio version. I'm not quite sure why, but he seems to like the audio version. Now, I've had another request for all the books in one file for audio. It's like, no, that would be huge. That would be a monster. But I do have to consider the idea of putting them together in an audiobook, in a real audiobook form. So one file zipped up all the episodes in one go. One of the difficulties that people are reporting is that the podcast versions don't always have the right dates on them, so they don't sort in a correct sequence by date. They do have the correct titles on them, so you should be able to sort them by title and have them play in order. Apparently some people are having difficulty with that as well. The titles should be correct. Good morning. There's a lot more clouds out now than there were a little while ago. I'll go home and look at the picture and realize that there's clouds all over the picture too, probably, but that's okay. Seems like a perfectly blue, clear sky, even with the high, puffy clouds. What a gorgeous day. My wife is giving me a hard time about, I think I talked about this on Friday, about staying inside too much. Maybe she's right. I still don't think so. I've spent my entire life trying to find a job that keeps me indoors so I don't have to go outside. One of the things about working with computers was that I thought it would be good because the computers had to be refrigerated. When I first started looking at working on a computer, the computers were very, very specialized machines back in the 60s and 70s. And the spaces that you kept them in had to be very clean, very well air-conditioned. They had to be kept warm in the winter and cool in the summer. And I thought, well, if the machine has to be comfortable, then I'm probably going to be comfortable too. So that sounds like a good thing for me to do. The actual work of working on a computer was fascinating in itself, but the added benefit of looking forward to air-conditioned comfort, at least for the workday, always struck me as being almost hedonistic in its in my desire to pursue it. It's like if you're going to have to work, you may as well be comfortable. And growing up, weeding gardens, working in a factory, mowing the lawn, all those kinds of things that, particularly in the summer, were a long way from comfortable. Shoveling the driveway in the winter. And we had a huge driveway. I didn't have to shovel much. I will say that. There's in the early days, when I was very young, yeah, we had to shovel. But my father got a series of plows. Old trucks that had a plow blade on the front that really weren't good for much, weren't even registered for the road, but he could use it to plow the driveway. And they'd do it in relatively short order. Now, to understand why this is important, the driveway was probably a good 100 feet long. It was a long drive, and the house set back from the road. Now, I have to confess that when I was there a year ago last October and looked at the house, it seemed like it set a lot closer to the road now than it did when I was a kid, but it could very well be because the road is much wider now than it was when I was a kid. Growing up there, it was barely a one-lane track. Our portion of it wasn't even tarred, so we lived on the dirt road that kind of wound through the main woods. It was kind of nice. But they did widen it, they did tar it. It looks like it had been widened and tarred again since the last time I was there, so perhaps it was closer to the road. But the idea of being outside was never something I really pursued. As much as I liked to fish, in my youth I liked to hunt. Although I'm not quite sure why, I never really shot much. Just the idea of walking through the woods with a gun, I guess. But it's not something that, you know, I go through every day looking for, oh, how can I get outside and get a little sun today? No. I have my hour, my 40-minute walk. ...18 minutes on the second mile, not bad. So, yeah. Not an outdoors guy. Never have been. I don't really find the lack. I would like to have an office upstairs. That would be fun. Maybe when the kids leave, finally, I'll claim a bedroom for an office. That'll be it. But with the mile notice, it's also the notice that I'm at the back gate, and it's time for me to say tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.